Next up, At the Movies, a review of a current film with Paul Willistein of The Press.
Mickey 17 is a cartoonish mess, only it's not a cartoon. Mickey 17 is a dystopian science fiction film by writer-director Bong Joon-ho, the Oscar Best Picture director and original screenplay winner for Parasite, released in 2019. In Mickey 17, Mickey Barnes, played by Robert Pattinson, is down on his luck. His lack of career prospects motivates him to enlist as an astronaut, a so-called expendable, on a mission to set up a colony on Niflheim, an ice-choked planet. Premise of Mickey 17 is that expendables have more lives than cats. Expendables are brought back to life through a process of cloning. Mickey is up to at least 17 versions of himself, hence the film's title. The ruler of this feature society is Kenneth Marshall, played by Mark Ruffalo, who, with his wife Ilfla, played by Toni Collette, lords it over his followers with a mix of choreographed adulation, social media and television manipulation, and brute force. Mickey Barnes, double-crossed by his erstwhile friend Timo, played by Steven Wen, falls into the arms of security agent Nasha, played by Naomi Aki, to battle not only the authorities, but giant creatures on the planet Niflheim, known as Creepers. The creepers and overall production values of Mickey 17 make the film visually fascinating. The cinematography by Darius Kanji is exceptionally dark and utilizes extensive close-ups for the main characters. The soundtrack by Jung Jae-il has spare piano music in the style of a silent movie. The production design by Fiona Crombie creates a world of worry with machines and spaceships that seem well used. Robert Pattinson, as Mickey 17, keeps the moviegoer's eyes glued to the screen. Pattinson pulls double duty, scenes in which two Pattinsons appear as Mickey 17 and Mickey 18 in the same frame are silly and gimmicky. Pattinson, who is in the Twilight movie franchise and the Batman movie, creates a distinctive little boy's voice and hangdog look as Mickey 17. Pattinson flashes his ivories with a meaner demeanor as Mickey 18. Director Bong Joon-ho co-wrote the screenplay for Mickey 17 with Edward Ashton, based on Ashton's novel Mickey 7, published in 2022. Why there needs to be Mickey 17 is beyond me. Mickey 7 would have been plenty. Not much in Mickey 17 adds up. One of Bong Joon-ho's first films was the short titled Incoherence, released in 1994. That movie title could apply to Mickey 17. Mickey 17 is a big disappointment. 17 disappointments. Fans of Bong Joon-ho and Robert Pattinson, they want to count on Mickey 17. As for me, count me out. Mickey 17 is MPAA rated R for violent content, language throughout, sexual content, and drug material. Opening March 21, Snow White, rated PG. Mark Webb directs Rachel Zegler as Snow White, Gal Gadot as the Evil Queen, and the voice talents of the Seven Dwarfs, who are computer-generated imagery characters, in the live-action musical fantasy adaptation of the 1937 Disney animation feature classic. The Alto Knights, rated R. Barry Levinson directs Robert De Niro in a dual role as Italian-American mob bosses Vito Genovese and Frank Costello in the biography crime drama. I'm Paul Willistein of the Lehigh Valley Press at the movies for WDIY.